USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien is praising the economic normalization agreement reached between Serbia and Kosovo as quite remarkable.
And the president some time ago decided that we needed to try something creative, try something new, break the deadlock, and try to move forward with the peace process with Serbia and Kosovo.
Speaking with reporters at the White House, O'Brien also said this agreement shows the momentum that's coming. Acting Deputy of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli says DHS has been working on a plan to prevent extremism in the United States.
Are creating right now some rather novel approaches, certainly by the American experience, to actually intervene before these sorts of things arise. We're growing that capacity right now.
Cuccinelli speaking on MSNBC. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Chicago police are taking steps to curb the violence heading into the Labor Day weekend, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Ahead of the long Labor Day weekend, Chicago police say they're being proactive to try to keep the city safe from violence. It's part of what's been deemed Operation Clean. Police Superintendent David Brown says an elite unit of police officers has already been cleaning up the streets, seizing illegal guns, and that will continue through the weekend.
We have an all-hands-on-deck approach to protecting our city, and I encourage everyone to relax this weekend.
Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn says COVID-19 vaccines could be authorized for emergency usage before Phase 3 trials are completed. Hahn saying the vaccines could be authorized for usage as long as the benefits outweighed the risks. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow shared his personal story of recovery from drug addiction at an event organized by First Lady Melania Trump.
I was a hopeless abuser of alcohol and drugs. I had tried several times unsuccessfully to get sober. Like a lot of my peers and friends, I went through bloody hell and suffered significant consequences.
Kudlow was fired from investment bank Bear Stearns in the mid-1990s as he struggled with cocaine addiction. Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, White House advisor Richard Grenell was at the White House press briefing room to take questions regarding the Serbia-Kosovo economic normalization agreement that was announced today at the White House. The first question asked of Grenell was not about the agreement. His response to the reporter has gone viral.
I'm going to just talk about Kosovo and Serbia. I don't know if you can find it on a map, but this is atrocious. I have to tell you guys, you might be too young to understand what this issue is about. Maybe the older journalists should step up and say, this is a big deal. This is a big issue. I'm astounded at what happens in Washington, D.C., and especially in this room. I got to tell you, it's substantive. Maybe it's too complicated of an issue for you all.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.